Ba-dum-bum.
Hey guys, welcome to Quality Time with Nick and Aaron.
Hello.
I'm Nick. This is Aaron.
Yes.
What were you going to say, Nick?
Did
again?
Do we go over this all just every
we
time?
We need an intro. Yes.
I guess
you got to understand. People are going to be listening.
If my name
to
was
this.
Like Nicole, it'd be short, like Nick Nicole, and like you could be.
That'd
Aaron,
be good. Hey, A is there boy. Any Nicoles out there that want to date me? Because I would love to have a podcast called Nick and Nicole. That'd be awesome. Nick and Nick podcast. Yo, what's
Nicka,
up?
Nicka.
Nothing says narcissist like dating another Nick. I wish. I want to be, when we have kids, RIP little kid, I wanna name them all versions of Nick.
No.
Kind of like how George Foreman named all, he had like 13 kids and it was like George, Georgina, Georgia.
Georgie,
just all Georges. That'd be awesome.
That's hilarious.
That's the way to
and
do
that's
it.
That's really... fucking narcissistic.
I know. He's so full of himself. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. But then again, this was, that's I knew funny. About this in like the 90s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there was no internet in the 90s that you could like fact check this. So maybe that was like a myth and totally made up. But I'm pretty sure it might have been.
I mean,
actually,
why else?
I think I saw it on a George Foreman commercial, because when that thing took off,
yeah.
the grill, mm-hmm. I think he did a commercial and he was like, this is my daughter Georgina and this is this and this is this. And maybe that was like a gag. I'm not even sure. You guys Google it, but I'm pretty sure he has kids and they're all versions of George.
Oh my gosh.
See, this is how the podcast starts. Every time we're like, okay, this is what we're going to talk about. This is what we're going to say. And then as soon as we start, now I'm talking about George Foreman. There's no way we can ever plan this podcast. I was on the Discord and Twitter and like, hey guys, if you have any subjects you want us to talk about, send them in. And because what I want to do is start, we do these 20 minute segments because I have to like change the camera every 20 minutes, change the clip. Mm-hmm. And so I want to get better at putting clips up on YouTube. I've been talking about it for months. And I'm like, okay, we never know what we're talking about. Maybe it's good if we just have certain topics to discuss for every segment. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, all right, these are the segments we're going to do today. We've already done 5 minutes on George Foreman's kids' names. There's no planning this, okay? Yeah. I have to just accept.
I mean, their girls are great, so. And you can make paninis on it. Or
I thought you said the girls are great. You meant the grills?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean both.
Hey, I'm a girl, but I identify as a George Foreman grill.
Cook me some burgers.
Respect my identity. Hey, that's sexist and misogynistic, Aaron. Why does the girl have to grill?
Because she's a grill.
Yeah.
She identified as a grill.
I like how a lot of people think grilling is the manly thing to do and cooking.
I grill all the time.
Aaron's always grilling.
I love grilling.
I mean, I like it, but I'm lazy. I'm like doing shit. I'm like, you go out there and grill.
Yeah, tell it's me, so easy.
Tell me when the burgers are ready.
I know.
Appreciate it.
And the veggies.
Yes, I know.
So good.
I would never grill veggies.
Oh my God. Like the best thing.
FYI, guys, we still have the Rona. We still have the cough today.
Well, I now have it.
Yeah.
Aaron, I just got it over the weekend and I got deathly ill.
Oh, it was so crazy. So two episodes, we're now on the third episode of this and we do these every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And it's been three of these episodes that I've been coughing, that I've been sick. I feel much better, but the cough is not going away. Mm-hmm. And it's not actually Rona, but it is a lag. I mean, maybe it is, but it definitely is something else too.
Yeah.
And I've been coughing and coughing and just waiting for it to go away. But Aaron never got sick. And then the other day, dude, Aaron woke up and she was like,
oh my God, I couldn't talk.
You were dead. She literally woke up and was like, hey, I think I need to go to the doctor.
And like my breathing was really raspy. And I was I can't really breathe. Like, this isn't good.
I felt so bad because I was like, maybe I gave it to you. But I'm like, I've been coughing in this house for 3 weeks. 4 weeks
and
or something.
Of course, it's a Saturday, so like my primary care isn't open. Like this always happens. Every emergency that I have, it's like, oh nope, I guess you have to go somewhere. Like
there was nowhere to go. That's what do they not think people get sick on Saturdays?
I know.
What do people do
urgent
if you're deathly?
Care.
Oh my God.
Urgent care.
$8,000 medical bill.
No. Yeah. The urgent care center is not a hospital.
Whatever.
Just like the little like pop up.
I guarantee it's going to be expensive.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, but.
So lame. But yeah, we wake up and she's deathly ill. I've never seen her that sick.
It was so crazy.
And I'm like, well, she finally got what I have. But then I started worrying, like, because she leaves the house more than I do. As much as I mock coronavirus, I literally do just stay here all day. And when I go out, it's like I do wear a mask other than like the beach and shit.
Yeah.
I'm here all the time because I'm just doing stuff. You're the one that's always like going out. You got to meet your mom. You got to do work. You're doing yoga stuff. You're going to different classes.
Yeah.
You're out there. So I was different like, maybe stuff, she got the corona. And I felt so bad because I've been coughing in your face for like 3 weeks. And then
sleeping.
As soon as we'll get into the sleeping thing. As soon as she starts getting sick, I'm like, maybe she has the Rona. And I'm like, I can't be around you. Oh, I have to leave.
God. I'm like, love me. Give me a hug. He's like, no.
No, I have to leave. You've been like babysitting me, giving me soup, loving on me, not caring that I'm sick for all these weeks. But as soon as you got sick, and it wasn't because you were sick. It was because I was like, I've been sick for 3 weeks with something else. If you actually have Corona and then give it to me.
Yeah.
What if I die? No, or what? You know, my immune system is taxed right now.
It was funny though, because I had made that ginger chicken soup the day before because I had a pretty sore throat, and I was like, oh yeah, I didn't even know. And then the next day I had just died. And I was like, thank goodness for this soup.
Yeah.
Drinking hot toddies and stuff. Oh,
so
gosh.
I'm over here sick for weeks and weeks. I'm still coughing worse than you are. She wakes up and she is literally like an alien from another dimension level sick. I've never seen her that sick. She literally thought she had to go to the doctor or the hospital. She's calling her mom asking like, what do I do?
Yeah.
I'm over here like, well, we're going to have to wait until Monday or whatever.
She's like, you probably need like a steroid shot and stuff. Like if you can't breathe, you need to go to like the hospital or something.
Yeah. Like, then she gets up. We kind of just chill all day. We're just kind of being lazy, you know, nursing it, watching movies.
Yeah.
The next day, she's 100% fine.
Not 100%.
She's 95% fine. I was like, Aaron, I'm sick for 3 weeks. You were way sicker than I've ever seen you. And the next morning, she's just like, her voice is fine. The cough is almost gone. She's totally energized. She just fucking kicked it. Sorry, mom. Sorry for that. Sorry.
That's why I'm like, how do sicknesses go? Is it like, do you have to like get really bad and then all of a sudden you'll get better? Or if it's and so like, that's what I did. I just like, I was like feeling it and then boom, I like hit it really hard. I like got really sick. Maybe. And then my body just fucking boomed it. And then
the immune system went in full overdrive, cured it in a day. Mine's been like tiptoeing on the edge of, are you sick or are you fine? Constantly. Cause I feel great. My energy's fine. I know it's not Rona because I can taste food. I can smell food. I don't have headaches. I don't have fevers. I don't have chills. Mm-hmm. I don't have difficulty breathing.
Yeah.
None of that. It's not a dry cough. It's a wet cough.
Yeah.
And then when we go to bed, that's the worst. It won't go away because you have this air conditioner in there, which keeps the room nice and cold.
Yeah.
And I was fine last night.
Continuously shooting
and
cold air.
And we went and laid in there.
You.
And literally, as an hour, like I fell asleep, and like an hour later, I woke up and I was coughing like I can feel liquid in my lungs.
I know.
And I was like, I can't sleep in here. And then I come out here to sleep where the air conditioning's not, and I'll still be coughing for like an hour.
Yeah.
And then slowly the coughs go away, and then I can sleep fine. So I'm like, I'm not sleeping in that room anymore.
So you just sleep in there for 30 minutes?
No, Aaron, I'm going to my mistress's. I'm going to my mistress bed.
And then you can
no
go.
Cuddles or sex for Aaron. I'm sleeping in the other room.
Well, I'm glad I got mine this morning.
She's secretly like, yes, I know. This morning was needed. We kind of had a little morning bang sesh. It was great. Sorry, TikTok. It's too risque for you guys. It was needed.
Mm-hmm.
Although we're like in the middle of like, this feels so good. And it's like, is that you like that, babe? Yeah.
Yeah. Cough more in my face.
Oh, my God. So funny. But yeah, you seem to be almost better. I hear a few coughs, but
no,
like I'm still getting cough attack. Like how many times have I coughed just now?
I know.
It's literally 4 weeks.
I know.
I don't know what's going on.
It's crazy.
Whatever. I feel fine.
It was like on that day though too. It's like, is it Corona? And I was like, okay, well, like, let me make this hot toddy. And I put like a bunch of
hot
lemon in
toddy.
It.
Hot toddy. Does that not sound so sexual?
Y'all know what hot toddies are,
hey,
right?
You want a hot, every morning we wake up and she's like, hey, Nick, you want a hot toddy? I'm like, I don't know what that is, but yes, I do.
All right.
Yeah. Hot and toddy.
So there's like a bunch of lemon. I'm like, oh, can I taste this? I don't know. And I like go into the soup and I like try a little bit of the soup. I'm like, I don't know. Is it, do I taste the ginger?
Like, she freaks herself out. Anytime she has any type of like symptom of anything, she's one of those people that looks up the worst thing possible.
Not true.
I think I have Corona. I think I have hepatitis.
I just have Parkinson's.
I think I have.
Okay, first of all.
All right, we're going to talk about that. The hepatitis. Erin goes and gets her test, right?
I got a blood work done.
She got her blood work, aka STD test, without calling it that. And you know me, I never get tested. I just wait for the girls I hook up with to tell me if I have anything. They come back and they're like, hey, Nick, I don't have anything. I'm like, good. I had sex with you without a condom 3 times in a row. I guess I'm clean. Sweet. But she gets her blood work done. And then the results came back weeks later.
Yeah.
And literally she opens them up and I'm in the other room and she's like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, what? And she's like, oh my God. And she literally,
oh my God. Like, dude, I was freaking the fuck
out. She comes into the room like somebody died. And I'm like, what happened?
We're
and she's
fucked.
Like, she's like, we're fucked. We have hepatitis.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't really even know what hepatitis is. Oh, but
I had Googled it before I came in there and I was like, we're
I
fucked.
Know it's not good. And sure enough, she Googles it and it was horrible. Like, it's not good. It's like liver failure and shit.
Yeah.
And the results literally come back tested positive for hepatitis marker. What was it?
Yeah, it was something. And then like the normal response or the
came back reactive. That's what it did.
Reactive,
test results.
Yeah.
Hepatitis reactive.
Reactive.
That's what the test results say.
And then the bottom of it said the popular vote, or not popular, but the median vote, what everybody usually gets is negative. Unreactive or like
yeah,
something
I
like
don't
that.
Know.
And so it was like completely opposite of what
it's
it should be.
Worded horribly. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, well, I mean, I guess we got hepatitis now.
I'm like, I drank off my mom's drink the other day. Like, I probably spread this to everyone because it can be spread by saliva.
So
I'm like, holy shit.
We are instantly Googling and becoming experts at hepatitis.
Oh,
we're Googling all the symptoms,
what
it means, what the treatments are, what the lifelong symptoms are going to be. Like, this is our life now, Erin. At least we're in it together. We both have hepatitis.
Oh my gosh.
And then Erin doesn't know. Like, I'm like, give me the results. I'm the calm one. I'm like, look, I'm a person who's like, hey, if I got it, this is life. I just instantly
He's
kind
like,
of,
oh, I have herpes. Oh no. Yeah. At least you have it too, Erin. Like, yeah.
I don't have herpes, but my reaction one time I was scared that I had it.
Yeah.
And I literally went through like a 5 minute phase of like, wow, this is terrible. And then I'm like, oh, well, I guess this is my life now. And then I just accept it and move on.
Fuck that.
I'm kind of that way with everything. Like, literally, when I like,
so
when I get
pissed.
Like, my arm is still numb, so all, you know, my pinky yeah. still like tingly for like years. I have like nerve damage or something. And I'm just like, well, I'll just get used to it.
That is different. No one gave you that.
My point is that I just like adapt. So quick
and like
to anything.
You can't spread that to me.
Like, if the world collapsed tomorrow, I would just grieve for about an hour. Like, this sucks. And then I'd be like, well, I guess I'm going to be a warlord.
If your baby died,
rape and pillage. Yeah. We literally had a miscarriage. Our baby died. Aww. And I was just like, oh, that sucks. I'm sorry, babe. All right. Well, I guess this is our life. Back to normal.
Oh,
I'm just,
God.
I'm that, dude, I accept the present and I look
yes.
forward. I don't look backward.
Yes.
I just am like, move forward.
But also
no time to waste. Anyways, that's the type of person I am. So she gets the hepatitis test results. She's freaking the fuck out. Freaking
oh
out.
God.
I can't even tell you.
I know.
And I'm just like, all right, give me the sheet and let me look this up. I start doing like some scientific research.
Yeah.
I'm reading the test code to like study the different types of tests that there are. And then they have a type of test that they do. I look it up and I'm like, I'm reading like a scientific paper, which I don't even understand, but I'm like, I'll figure this out. And I'm like reading through and I'm like, Erin, I'm pretty sure this means we're good, not we're bad. Because the type, there's two types of tests, and I forget what it was, but one type of test, if it comes back reactive, it means you have hepatitis. And the other type of test, if it comes back reactive, it means you have hepatitis antibodies.
Yeah, the shot.
That you got the shot. You got the the vaccine.
Yeah, because when I started looking it up too, it said like, oh, this could be prevented with a shot, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, is this the only shot I have never gotten?
Dude.
Like, I'd be so pissed.
And so I'm reading the scientific paper, becoming an expert, and I was like, Erin, take a breath, calm down. I am pretty sure that this means we are immune to hepatitis.
Yeah.
And we looked it up. She called her doctor and found out that's what it means.
I never actually heard from them yet, but I think it's,
We looked it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And literally the way this thing is worded, it's literally worded. It's like if you got a herpes test and they're like, came back reactive, positive for herpes. And it's like, then you read the fine print and it's like, this means you have the vaccine for herpes.
Opposite
which
day.
Which there isn't. No, there's no vaccine for herpes.
Reactive means you don't
Dude,
have it.
Dude, it was so funny.
Oh my gosh, it was absolutely terrifying.
But I mean, for you, I was like, okay, I guess I got hepatitis.
It's like, okay, maybe I wouldn't care, but don't take these words very seriously if just we had it. But if I gave it to my mom.
Oh, I know.
Oh my God. Like a friend or something.
Well,
like,
don't have sex
that.
With your mom.
Sorry. Problem it's very solved. Hard not to. Have you seen my mom?
We won't get it. Sorry, mom.
No.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Just saliva.
But you freak yourself out of everything. Like, you literally had, like, almost a mini heart attack from that paper. Just reading
the
paper.
Well, duh. Anybody would have.
I know. I mean, my heart sank a little bit for 2 minutes, and then I was like, okay, I got hepatitis. Yeah, that time.
I just wouldn't forgive myself if I gave it to someone. Same with COVID. If I had COVID, I'd be fine. But if I gave it to someone,
well, that's what's great about us both getting it, because I can just blame her. Erin, you gave me herpes. How dare you? What? I have AIDS? Oh, that's you.
What?
Why'd you give it to me?
Because I got tested. And so now you know. Oh, you must have had it.
Yeah, you're the one.
Who tested it, dealt it.
Not me. Whoever smelt it, dealt
it.
Dude, remember we did that before with the, should we talk about that?
What?
The other STD test, like years ago?
Sure.
Do you care? Okay, we got Whatever. Chlamydia one time.
Yeah.
Chlamydia's okay. Everybody gets chlamydia.
Everybody.
And, I mean, it's the most common STD, and it's easily curable, and it doesn't have it. I mean, it has more long-term symptoms for a woman. For a man, it's like, you could have chlamydia and pass it to everybody, and it doesn't affect you at all, barely. I mean, maybe it does a few people, but most the doctors told me, like, you don't even have symptoms and nothing happens. Anyways, one time she got tested and she did have chlamydia. And then I was just like, well, we don't know if I gave it to you or if you gave it to me. Cause then I went and got tested. And then they said I did have it, but they gave me the antibiotics, clears it right up. You know, everything's fine.
Yeah.
Guys, just get the antibiotics. It's cleared. This is so much information for the podcast right now, but hey, this happens. You guys, anybody, you guys are too young to know, a lot of you. I mean, my mom's watching. It's like, oh my God. No, sorry, mom. But you guys are too young to know that when you have sex, you know, it's common. It's very common.
So wear condoms, boys and girls.
No, fuck it. Just get the antibiotics.
No, because you could get gonorrhea.
Okay, that sucks. I'm saying the chlamydia. It's fine.
Oh, what do you have? I just have chlamydia. Okay, good. Yeah. Like, let's
sweet.
Get it.
Spray it all over me.
Did you know that men's sperm can shoot 2 feet? Because it says spray it all over
me.
Dude,
last night she's looking up all these sex fat. Like the,
no,
and she's
I was
like,
watching a video.
She's like, Nick, we should try this. And what about this? I'm like, I don't want to treat sex like a science experiment. Okay?
Facebook was just giving me a lot of sex videos.
Can I just get turned on and look at you being a slut? Do I have to think about the scientific, the parabolic trajectory of my sperm when I ejaculate? Do I have to pull out calculus right now? I don't want to do it.
No, just a ruler.
I don't want to do it. I just want to see tits and ass.
Yeah.
That's what I
shoot
want.
Shoot at them.
Sorry, TikTok. TikTok's going to ban me on this live stream. Guys, before we get banned, follow me on YouTube and us, Quality Time with Nick and Erin. The link is in my bio. Please hit subscribe on our YouTube channel. We're trying to get to 10,000 subscribers.
Yes.
And we are very close. We're at like almost 9,000.
Oh, amazing.
But we've been there for like 2 months. So not so amazing.
I'm for it.
Come follow us. This is going to be up on YouTube in a few days. And we're going to start live streaming on the YouTubes. On the YouTubes.
The YouTubes?
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, I'm going to get banned.
Sperm.
I'm going to get banned on TikTok because we're talking about the science of the calculus of my sperm shots.
So, boys, definitely.
And then literally
shoot
this morning, we had a little morning sex session, which because it's been like a week because we were both sick and we kind of hadn't hooked up and we just really needed to. And then we did. And of course, I finish. And literally, I'm going to get the towel and Erin's like, yeah, that's about 2 feet. She's literally measuring it on herself. I'm like, Erin, get a grip, girl. She's like, I don't know. I'm just trying to learn. I'm trying to learn how it all works.
Science is knowledge. Or knowledge is power or something like that. Reading Rainbow.
You dirty slut. Which brings us into our topic that one of my Discord users hit us up about. I asked my Discord and Twitter followers to send us questions and topics to talk about. And we have a question on this topic from my Discord follower. Who was it? Boik. Hey, Boik. Boik asked, would you rather have a thought daughter or a gay son? Hold that thought. We're going to take another clip and we're going to talk about this when we get back. All right. Bye. We'll be right back. And we're back. What's up, guys? Okay. So one of my followers on my Discord.
Yes.
Who knows who the hell they are? Because I still haven't.
Anyways.
Would you rather have a thought daughter? You know what thought means. For those.
They're very smart.
Shut up.
like you?
Yeah, they're so smart. You're so pretty. Notice how I didn't say smart. Thought, T-H-O-T, means that hoe over there.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah. You never knew that?
I knew what thought meant, like a slut.
Like thought.
I didn't know that it was an acronym, like fucking Netflix.
I know. Erin never knew about Netflix. I blew her mind. Literally, like
that's just a weird word that they came up with.
A few months ago. How did it come up? I don't know. But I blew her mind. I was like, it means internet flicks, like internet movies.
Fucking genius.
And she was like, boom, Netflix. Oh, my God.
I know. I was like... The weird words people come up with, Netflix, like, you're like, and that I was actually... like,
you don't know what Netflix means? She was like, no, I thought it was just a weird word.
Hulu.
I mean, that's a weird word. Oh, okay. I'm sure there is a meaning behind it, but here's a fun one. Arby's. I taught her this too. This is a good fact. What does Arby's stand for? Nobody's ever thought of it. The restaurant Arby's? It's like, it's just a weird word. Is it John Arby? Oh, R.I.P. Alex Trebek. You're triggering me.
It's just while you were getting to the answer.
Arby's stands for the letters R.B.'s. Roast beefs.
Roast beefs.
Hey, let's go get some roast beefs. Let's go get some R.B.'s.
R.B.'s.
Ah, that's pretty genius, huh? Yeah. That's pretty cool. I actually went most of my life not knowing that, but.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I learned that at 28.
Yeah. When did you learn that? Today? Yeah. I was today years old when I learned that.
Okay. Which would I rather have?
A thought daughter.
Or a gay son? Can my answer be D, all the above?
She wants both. She wants a gay son who turns into a thought daughter. There we go. Oh. We want a gay son who turns into a trans thought daughter.
Sure.
Boom. Inclusive. Give me my social media LGBT alphabet soup Skittles points. My children are oppressed now. I'm just going to now make a YouTube channel about their struggles, about how much it's hard for them to be themselves in modern 2020 America, where you can literally do and say anything you want.
Everything, yeah.
Except anything about straight white men. Then all of a sudden, if they say anything.
Yeah.
Hate speech. Hashtag hate speech.
Because like a thought daughter, okay, she takes after me. I already kind of figured my daughter would be like that. And so I'd have to teach her ways.
Guys, I don't know if you know this. This is an interesting question because everybody thinks like anytime I see
these bad?
Yeah,
are these
I know.
Supposed to be bad?
These kids on TikTok, when I see like some slut on TikTok, and I don't use slut as a pejorative. That's a compliment. It's like, she's a proud slut.
Yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
But when I see them, I'm like applauding them. Like, you do you, girl. I love it. I'm a slut. I'm not a slut shamer.
Yes.
I'm a slut.
Applauder.
There's a better way to, I don't know. I feel like there's something better. I'm a slut supporter. There you go. The alliteration's always good. I've never shamed sluts because first off, I only date sluts.
Yeah.
Erin knows, you know, cause that hoe over there. Like everybody's like, oh my God, I bet her dad's proud, as though like every slut in the world doesn't.
So.
Like,
yeah,
that is true. Aaron's dad's dead, so he can't be ashamed of of our hashtag OnlyFans.
I was already on this trajectory, so it wouldn't have mattered.
It's like, dude, guys, if I have a daughter, 100% my daughter is going to be a
slut.
She'll
be a safe slut.
Dude, my daughter is going to be
a safe, smart, educated
slut. Because I'm going to train, not train her personally. Ooh. I'm gonna run drills on her.
Oh, no.
No, don't. No. I'm going to get canceled for this.
Wait, cut it there. Cut.
I'm going to run trains. No, I'm just kidding. But seriously.
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is getting too. I'm banned off TikTok already. I just got canceled 4 times. No, but
pedophilia
I'm
now.
Not. I we talked about this in an earlier podcast. I'm not a person who's going to slut shame my daughter or at all try to shelter her from sex.
Yeah,
I'm going to teach her about just how to be safe and make good decisions.
Yes.
And make her feel okay. Like, it's okay for women to explore their sexuality.
Yes.
You guys want to have good women in your life that like please you and get you off and make you have fun in the sack. You got to stop shaming them for being sexually open and comfortable.
Yeah. At first I was just like, well, like get you off. I'm like, they'd get off anyway. So even
That too. Yeah. I mean, like to have some guys good.
Like, no, yes.
Everybody fantasizes about shit they never even experience because they just shame women into like, you better cover yourself up and you better not be sexual and you better. And it's like, what? You want them to be slutty, dude. You just got to be confident that
she's just like a slut for you.
Exactly. Like this one.
Dude, I can show my
titties. I have like, literally,
I'll come home and
I
just
have
them,
so. no worries in the world that my daughter's going to turn out slutty. I hope she does.
We have our cheese.
I hope she does.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm going to train her to be slutty with
like an older
good
slut,
men. Good men. Not when she's 14.
Exactly.
I don't want
That's
her to get pregnant.
That's where I started
yes.
my like.
Exactly. And a lot of women do. And why is that? 15. Because they're shamed and they have 16, to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And they never can talk to their parents about sex and they don't know about sex.
Like
you
16.
Got into bad situations because you had no clue what you were getting into. And that's a normal thing. 14-year-old boys get into sexual situations, but they don't have to worry about it ruining their life.
Yeah.
But I mean, sometimes.
Wait, did it ruin my life?
No, but for girls, there's a lot of risks involved with having sex.
No, I know.
You get pregnant, you get raped.
Get like, in sticky situations. Yeah.
Yes.
No, just kidding.
Sticky. You see what she did there?
But it is like, because I remember that I used to hear that this one guy had sex with me. And I was like,
you heard that he had sex with you?
Yes.
She's
yes.
like, I don't know. I but wasn't there, but
he
I heard
did,
about
he
it.
Did not have, I did not have sex with him at all, but he was spreading this rumor
there's a
because
lot
I had like gotten around with people and he just wanted to be like a part of like,
yeah, I got around with
her
too.
Yeah, I slept with Aaron too. And I'm like, fuck no. Sorry, you're ugly. And I have standards.
Burn.
So like, I
She's
never
like,
slept with you. Fuck you.
I have low
but
standards and you don't live up to them. And they're super down here.
I only slept with cute guys.
What's your excuse with me?
I mean, I lowered my standards a little bit.
She just used me for my clout.
That you totally had.
I never had clout
when
she
met
me. But I did have a beach house, and that was pretty cool.
I mean, yeah.
She's like, that had nothing to do with it, but it kind of did a little
bit.
No,
it didn't.
We wouldn't have met if I didn't have a beach house.
I have no part in that.
I know, but you know it's true.
I think
true.
It's more if you weren't a part of Weave and if you didn't move down to Florida. I think if you moved anywhere else
about,
in Florida, we would have met you.
I thought about that today. Who? I think I was, because you were on Reddit this morning, I kind of like was groggy and I woke up. Wasn't there a question like, what's a butterfly effect that changed your whole life or something?
Yes.
Right? I literally got a glimpse of that and my brain just filled in the blanks. Because if I really track it back, I could track it back all the way to my very first girlfriend, the crazy girl who we'll go into that detail sometime.
Yeah.
The first girlfriend, fucking 10, 12 years ago. I don't even know how long it was. If I didn't date her, I wouldn't be with you. And I can literally trace how, because she led me to my second girlfriend.
Yeah. Why? How?
Because when I broke up with her and she went fucking crazy and the whole fucking court thing happened and it was like she was nuts. She was following me around everywhere, stalking me. We'll get into those stories sometimes. I literally went into hiding one time. I didn't go out for like months because I was afraid of this girl like ruining my life.
Did y'all live together?
No. We were too young.
Okay.
And the one night I finally came out of my house that my friend convinced me, like, bro, let's go out. We went to, we're like, let's go to a faraway place where she's not at so she can't fucking find me and try to ruin my life. That was the night I met Jay, second girlfriend, right? And then that, I dated her, and I dated her for 2 years or something. And it was only because I broke up with her that I met Kelsey.
Yeah.
And when I lived with Kelsey, and that's then so Kelsey's crazy. The one who convinced me to move down to Florida. And if I hadn't moved to Florida with Kelsey, amazing. I would have never met you.
Yeah.
So thanks to my crazy ex-girlfriend and my also other ex-girlfriend who wasn't crazy, but
and also Kelsey, we love you.
And Kelsey, hashtag Kelsey. Dude, it's for real. Literally, if that had never happened.
That's nuts.
And it's like, that's how life works. You can see it in hindsight.
Yeah.
That these little things that never relate to something, when you fast forward 10 years, you're like, if that hadn't have happened,
yeah,
this, I would have never been with
you. I love how yours goes so far back.
Yeah. It could go further back than that because how did I meet my first girlfriend?
I mean, then again, too, if I didn't, that's not true.
If I didn't work at Wolf like, Camera.
If I hadn't met Hannah or like, yeah. But it was like, if she didn't come here from the Philippines, you know, if she didn't meet her boyfriend.
If I didn't get on Weave.
Husband. Yeah.
Right? There's so many things like, it's hindsight is 20/20. That's a phrase. And that's what that means is when you look back, things in your life that seem chaotic and crazy and terrible at the time can change your life.
Yes.
For the better.
I 100% agree with that. It's like everything that I've been through. It's like, has made me the person today. Same with you. It's like, and I think that we are definitely better versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I think of the time,
the things that could have changed
the
it.
The second time I got arrested, because I've been arrested a few times. I'll tell you guys those stories sometimes. Was it the second time? I think it was the second time I got arrested. Saved my life. At the time, it was the worst moment of my life. It literally fucked everything.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mom, but she knows. Made my parents hate me. They had to deal with a bunch of bullshit. I had to deal with a bunch of bullshit. Not a good time. Horrible time.
Yeah.
Saved me from going into the Army. Oh, I was going to sign up for the Army on Monday, and I got arrested on a Friday before I was about to sign the papers during Iraq War. This was like 2000... I don't know, 5 or so. I forget what it was.
Yeah.
2004, 2005. Before Fallujah, which was like people were getting blown up. This was big chaotic time in the Iraq War.
Yeah.
I was literally going to sign up for the infantry, not a desk job. I wanted to go kill people.
Yeah.
Not because I hate anybody, but because I was a young kid who was lost in the world and I was mad at the world and I was like, fuck it. I have no direction, no purpose. I was playing a lot of Counter-Strike at the time.
Yeah.
And I literally in my adolescent brain thought, I'm just going to go over there and do the real world thing. And maybe it will give me discipline and maybe it'll make me tougher and stronger and have direction. Cause I was lost. I was a lost kid.
Are we all?
I know. And I literally went into the recruiter's office on Friday night. It was 1 week before Christmas. I went into the recruiter's office with my friend. We talked to the recruiter. He drew up all the paperwork, explained everything. He said, all right, we're going to sign the papers on Monday. We left the recruiter's office. I went to the mall with my friend, and for whatever reason, we were high on testosterone, and we said, if any motherfucker talks shit to us, we're just gonna beat him up. My friend said that. I didn't say that, but he said that to me, and I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah.
Oh my
gosh. This is never gonna happen, right? Never gonna happen. We're walking through the mall like some fucking tough kids, like fucking dorks, man. Swear to God, we're about to leave the mall and two kids were leaning over the mall, the railing of the second floor and turn around and say, hey, I was wearing braces at the time. And they said something about my braces. They just like made fun of me.
Yeah.
And dude, me and my friend looked at each other and were like, these motherfuckers just talk shit to us.
Oh my God.
And we literally, without skipping a beat, walk right up to these fucking kids. And I was half bluffing and I kind of like squeezed, because I'm one of those like, I'm fearless, I'll squeeze in. But I also was, sorry, I also was like, this isn't actually going to happen. We're just going to, I thought we were just going to talk shit. My friend fucking elbows them in the face and full on beats their ass literally out of nowhere.
My
beats
God.
The fuck out of them on the mall floor. It's 1 week before Christmas in a major metropolitan shopping mall. There's thousands of people there.
Yeah.
They're just watching.
Mall cops everywhere.
My friend, beat the fuck out of these guys. These guys are bleeding all over the place. I'm just holding because the guy he was beating up, who talked shit, he had a friend. And I was just like holding the friend back. I never really got involved in the fight because I was like shocked. I was like, this is really happening. Beats the fuck out of them.
Oh my gosh.
Save my friend, and I'm just thinking like, I gotta save my friend. He's about to go to jail.
Yeah.
I fucking grab him and I'm like, we gotta fucking go. We're running out of the mall.
Oh my God.
Thousands of people are watching us. There's a crowd formed. They scream at us and they're like, you guys feel tough? You guys big men now?
Oh my God.
My friend turns around and goes, anybody else want some more? Swear to God.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, we gotta go. I grab him and we run out into the parking lot.
God.
No clue what the fuck to do because we're like on the wrong end of the mall. We don't know where our car is.
Yeah.
Sirens are coming. We hear the fucking cops coming.
Fucked.
So we just run. We're running through the park. I've already been arrested before for running from the cops. We'll get into that story. So I'm like, I didn't do anything wrong. I'm just trying to help my friend. I don't want to get in trouble. So I'm just going to not run. So I kind of just like, there was a security guard and they're like, stop. And I was like, all right, I'll stop. My friend runs because he knows he's fucked.
Yeah.
The cops come and fucking tackle my ass.
Oh, God.
Throw me in handcuffs. Like literally beat me up almost. Like, they roughed me up. They didn't beat me up. And this is why I'm like, we'll get into like the whole white privilege when you get arrested. You don't know what it's like to get arrested as a white guy if you're black. You think you're the only one who has to deal with police brutality? Dude, I got roughed up and I didn't even do shit. And I was fucking submitting.
Yeah.
I sat down, I complied, I did everything, and they just fucking beat the shit out of me. Not beat, they didn't beat the shit out of me, but they roughed me up unnecessarily. They're like, where the fuck's your friend? Where's your friend? And I'm like, I'm not ratting out my friend, you know? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know where he went. I did know exactly where he was.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short.
When I got arrested too, they were like, I was like, oh, my friend had two. And they're like, who's your friend? And I was like, oh, fuck. I can't say who, but just know someone did it with me. So I shouldn't get complete blame.
They arrest me. They put me in the back of the cop car and my friend. I'm not involved. I'm like, talk to the witnesses. Because they took us back to the mall so they could ask what went on and write the police report. And I'm like, talk to them. I didn't do anything. I just pulled him off. That's all.
Yeah.
I wasn't involved. They knew I wasn't involved. They arrest me anyways. Obstruction of justice. What did I obstruct? Justice. Because I didn't rat out my friend. I didn't tell them where he was. So they fucking took me to jail.
Oh my gosh.
And this wasn't like, oh, a holding cell. They threw me in population with real criminals because I didn't tell them where my friend was hiding. Fucking assholes. Anyways, long story short, because of that, the recruiter said, you can't sign up for the army because you have pending legal charges. Saved my fucking life. Imagine who I would be if I had actually joined the army, gone to Iraq, fought in Fallujah.
Yeah.
You think I would be this person today that I am now?
Could you imagine him going to boot camp?
Oh, shit. Me having to submit to authority.
Oh, my God.
Having to say yes, sir, and fall in line.
That blows
my mind every fucking day.
I could not see that.
My parents have to bail me out of jail and they're furious at the time.
He wanted to
Mom and dad, that me getting arrested saved my life and saved me from becoming whoever I would have been had I gone to Iraq. Because I literally was doing it. It wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
I was going to do
Maybe I would have taught you yoga
Dude.
At the VA.
So that's what I'm saying. Life is crazy. Life is crazy like that, man.
Oh.
Where like these little things at the time that seem like these terrible tragedies or these horrible mistakes, you fast forward a few years and it's like, dude, that literally changed my life for the better and you don't even know it.
Yes.
It's crazy.
That's how I say about like, my friend who had like broken up with her boyfriend and she was so brokenhearted. It was her first boyfriend and like she loved him so much or this or that. I'm just like, you don't understand why right now, but I promise you, like when you look back on it years later or like a year later or something like that, or when you meet the actual right one, you'll be like, oh,
first off, there is no right one.
This is why.
But you are right. Women do that all the time where they are so heartbroken and invested in their current relationship. And anytime you see a 15-year-old girl who's crying about a boyfriend, you're just like, oh, honey.
Not even.
Honey, I know what you're feeling, but you are going to be embarrassed about this dude in 10 years.
She's my 21-year-old friend, 22-year-old.
That too.
And so it's just like,
that too.
She had been with guys.
Aaron,
she's never had
you,
like a boyfriend.
How do you feel about your boyfriend when you were 21?
Well, that's a different story.
Oh, of course. It's different.
He wasn't that. Like, that was like a bad relationship.
Yes.
Eventually.
It always is.
But actually, I guess in it, I was
it always is.
Yay.
Exactly.
Not really, but.
My point is every adult woman who finds quote unquote the right one looks back at their first heartbreaks and are like, glad I didn't get involved with that. And every dude too.
My first boyfriend.
I mean, not every dude. A lot of dudes probably look back and they're like, she was the one.
My first boyfriend, when I broke up with him in the library at school in high school and he started crying, that's when I knew. I was like, God damn. I can definitely never be with you.
See? Listen, guys. Every girl and all these new feminists.
I was young.
Who are, no, but
dumb.
Honestly, all these feminists.
If I actually loved you when you cried, I would actually feel something.
For something real.
Yeah.
Yes. If I cried because my sister died.
No.
If I cried.
If I cried because we were breaking up and like because I feel this love type thing, but like we knew it couldn't last and like this or that, and we actually cried, I'd feel different about that. Like him, and I'm just like,
but
I don't
only,
think we should date anymore.
He's only, like, only.
Like, just kidding. Because, like, he was, we were in the library, we were in class.
That's
it was
how
Spanish
men
class,
manipulate.
We were in the library, and he was crying. I was like, okay, we're fine. It's
so
fine.
Pathetic.
It's fine. Like, we're just kidding.
So pathetic. Guys, don't cry. Your girlfriend's not going
to
value you if you cry.
And then I tried to bring him later, and then he was like, I'm going to kill myself after you know what my dad did. I'm just like,
too.
Oh,
why
my God. Are you fucking, just kidding. Fine, we'll stay together. And then
so
like,
gross.
And then I like try to break him. And then a week or two later, and then I finally was just like, "Fuck this! You're not gonna cry me into submission anymore." Like,
a lot of people do, and every one
shit.
Of your friends who fucking breaks up their boyfriend, why do they all threaten to kill themselves?
The boyfriends,
guys,
I know.
Shut up! Stop being weak little bitches. On that note, we gotta change another clip before it cuts out, and then we'll finish it. I don't even think we talked about the gay son part, let alone anything else. But
well, you need that. You need to answer your
all
that part of it.
All right, fill me up, and we'll be right back. And we are back. Do you see how these conversations go?
That's so funny.
What?
What we're just talking about.
What?
No, what were we just talking about?
Oh, you
about?
Don't remember?
No.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
how somebody asked us the thoughts versus the thought daughter versus
yes.
the gay son.
Yes.
And then somehow we got on the tangent of butterfly effect and how things change
yes.
your life and literally went into this whole, like these conversations mm-hmm. are crazy. It's so hard to plan things. And this is what I keep trying to tell
you. I think
you
it's good of like, at least we had a start and then we talked about that for quite a bit. So you can like clip something out of that.
Except
it's like,
it had nothing to do with the question.
No, but whether it's like a 20-minute segment or not is like
no,
different.
But it's a great, that was a great little
yes.
conversation. But also, this is how conversation goes. She's always like, how do you talk and all that? And I'm like, you don't plan this out. It literally, conversations are such free flowing.
I am socially awkward. Not really.
No.
I don't think so.
Listen to
I
you
don't
here.
Think I
You're
really
fine.
Have it that bad.
She's only good with me.
I just unconfident.
Maybe you're confident.
Yes. But not in my speaking because I was like only child and we were always around adults. So it's like, you don't have anything good to say. And so
first
it's
off,
like, I had so many like,
I was not an only child. I was one of many kids.
Yeah.
And I never learned how to socialize from
my
family.
Did you not
family.
Talk to your siblings?
Not in a good way.
That's, at least you learned how to talk.
I mean, yes.
I was just quiet.
That's where I learned sarcasm.
I had to just play by myself. And
that,
like,
that was
when
definitely
adults were together.
Where I learned sarcasm and where I learned how to argue, for sure.
Families
but
got
not
together
how to
and I was...
I know when we had like family meetup because we have a huge extended family too.
So do I,
and it's always like come here and we have a kids table with a bunch of kids and
then
an adult table. You're the only kid at the kids table.
So it was more up in Wisconsin. There was we never really got together like that, but I had like one cousin that was kind of my age, but everyone was much older. So it was like, I think I had like a few like distant cousins or something that would kind of come, but it's like I saw them every 2 years, so it was like my memory is already terrible. So it was like if I met you here and then I meet you 2 years later, it's like, who are you?
I know. Dude, when we first started dating, because I lived in St. Pete, she lived in Tampa. It's like 30 miles away. It's not that far, but she would have to like come visit me because I'm at the beach and you're in Tampa.
Wait, but my Ohio cousins, I love y'all because y'all were kind of close to my age. So it was just.
But like, also, she forgets who you are.
No, I don't.
She used to tell me.
I actually remember because I remember them every 2 years. Like they would definitely.
She used to tell me.
And then I remember the one in Ohio, Wisconsin or whatever. But yeah, everyone else.
Where like I would text, because I'm a very, when we first started dating, I would text you like once every week. Or yeah. Whatever. I wouldn't text you all the time. No, that was fine. But when I would finally hit you up and be like, hey, let's hang out this weekend, you would be like, I don't even know who he is. You would think like you completely forgot me. You thought I forgot you. You're like, I haven't seen him in a week. What even are we? I don't even know who this person is. You were like very nervous coming over.
It wasn't that. It was just, I was nervous for sure. But I didn't think like, who are you? What are we type thing. I just I thought it was very just like a fluid, like, oh, this is just like a friend thing
but
or like
you,
a hookup.
You explain to me all the time how like when you don't see or talk to somebody for like a short period of time, you literally think like they're a stranger to me all of a sudden.
I used to think that, yeah.
Whereas like, I'm like, I could see somebody that I fucking was bonded with 10, 12 years ago. And if I saw them somewhere, I'd be like, yo, what up?
Well,
let's
hang. Now. I think that now. When I was a kid, though, and like I kind of got to it a little older, I had to like get over that. But like, I just remember clearly there's this guy I used to hang out with all the time. We're like best friends. Like we were really young and like we were just best friends. And then I went on vacation for 2 weeks to see like my family. And then I came back and I was like, he doesn't remember me. Like this isn't like what? And I like never went back over to his house. Like,
who is this
person? I like walked past his house like this. Like, oh my God. Like this is like weird. Like who am I? And I just think I never had a true like.
No, she's just has no memory. That's what it is.
That too.
You didn't even remember. You didn't remember what we talked about 5 minutes ago.
I know. And I don't think people like remember me either. That's why. Because I don't remember. So I don't think people remember me.
Meanwhile, I remember everything.
It's crazy how what they say about people portray or not
project.
Portray, project. Yes.
Look at how I can read minds and put in the words in her mouth.
So good. Projecting is a really big, huge thing. You don't realize how much you project in life.
Your own bullshit into other people.
Into other people. And like, that was my thing. Like, cause I can't really remember, but I have a good memory, but not really. So I think that other people just like won't remember me.
No.
The like, I remember you, but I'm just like, oh, they don't remember. Cause I don't remember what I did yesterday. I don't remember anything. So it's like, how could you remember me if I can't remember what I did yesterday? Like,
that's actually one of the things I love about Erin. She's always like, what are you even seeing me? Like, why? And I'm literally like, dude, I used to date girls who would remember our fights from 7 years ago. I never dated a girl for 7 years, three years ago. You literally don't remember what we talked about 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, yes.
No, that's.
The reality can be whatever I want. What's that sound on TikTok? Now, reality can be whatever I want.
That's not true, though.
That's kind of true. No, I know. You remember, that's what's bad. You remember the bad things.
The bad things.
But you never
remember
the
good things.
It's like, she's like, I wish we just traveled more and had good adventures. And I'm like, Erin, we've literally crossed country twice and back. We spent 3 weeks on the road, camped in the Grand Canyon, went to Arizona, Texas, Louisiana, Las Vegas. We've gone so many places that I've never done with other girlfriends.
But that was like,
and then she's like,
years ago.
But I didn't like the way I felt this one time at the bar 2 miles down the road when you were giving attention to these girls over me. And that just really changed me. And I'm like, you remember the worst things. What about all the good things? She's like, I just feel like we fight all the time. I'm like, Erin, we fight like once every 6 months. And she's like, yeah, but it's just.
That's a lot.
That is not a lot. It's not a lot. That's what you don't understand. Dude, I've been in toxic relationships and we do not fight.
We were kind of getting there for a little
when's
bit.
When's the last time we fought?
good question right now because we have not fought a lot and I have noticed that. And that's why I feel really good with us.
We've been in quarantine. We've been cooped up in this house. When's the last time
Maybe
we fought?
Maybe beginning of the year.
When? Beginning of the year. It's November. It's mid-November.
I mean, that's still a lot
It's been 11 months since we had a fight.
That's a lot in my books. Like
toxic. Toxic, like, girl, you can do better.
I never fought in my past relationships.
Yeah, because you never did anything.
I know.
You never really talked.
We just
and
fucked.
You did. You told me it was awful, and so many, no, how was the fucking? How was the fucking?
Well, the last relationship, it was a chore.
Yeah, you said you hated it.
Yeah, and the one before that.
How's the fucking now?
Amazing.
Hashtag amazing. I love all these dorks on TikTok who are like, this is what no pussy does to a man when they're talking about me. And I'm like, you guys don't even know. Subscribe to our OnlyFans.
Hey.
That's another question
we
that we have.
Start that up.
We never finished the thing, but we could.
Oh,
all right.
Do it.
Well, yes. Whatever. Fuck it. What do you think about the OnlyFans?
So, what I think about it is I'm totally for it. We have done other things other than OnlyFans as well.
Pornhub.
And I have done things like solo-ish as well too.
Chatterbait.
But I
myfreecams.com.
But I just like worry about my family. Finding out.
I hope you guys are not watching this podcast. Dude, they've already listened to this.
I know, but like now we're actually talking about it. And I've never mentioned that
Aaron, we already put our OnlyFans up for months.
Yes, but also I haven't acknowledged the fact.
She sticks her head in the sand and pretends. It's not happening.
I just acknowledged
never,
it.
Never happened.
Yeah,
okay, but we're going to reboot it because we had it up for a while. We're going to bring it back because we had some life things and we're going to bring it back.
Yes, I'm excited for it. I love it. Me too. Honestly, like it's so good.
Nothing is more pleasurable than getting laid and getting paid.
Fuck yes.
At
oh
the
my
same
God.
Time. That was a beautiful rhyme. I didn't even mean.
It was so good. It's like, why the fuck not? Jesus Christ, we make so much fucking money.
That's what I'm talking about with the thought daughter. I'm like, when I see girls who are like, I don't want to sell my dignity. I'm just going to work at Applebee's for $12.50 an hour.
It makes me feel good as fuck. Yeah. I feel fucking sexy. I feel like in myself and like, so like when we used to do like Chatterbait and stuff, like so fucking into you and like, oh my God, just like all the different things we were doing too. It's like, it's so fun.
It forces us to put on a show and that makes us actually get into like a role play that actually becomes like fun.
Yeah, and they're like, do this or that. It's like, oh, I never thought of that. Like, yeah, let's try that. Oh yeah, I fucking like that. And it's like, it's so good.
So we're gonna start it back up, guys. I hope you guys are ready to subscribe to the OnlyFans.
Sorry, Mom.
Listen.
Sorry, Aunt and Uncle. I feel like they are the ones who actually listen.
Listen, this is 2020. I know you guys have had sex in your life. You just didn't have video cameras and the internet around. In 2020, you put on a camera and you get paid to do what you guys do for free. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And what a lot of men pay to do.
Yeah.
You know how many men wish they could have the sex that I have with you?
Yes.
And I don't pay for it. I get paid for it.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I guess I do because I have
to
pay
the bills. So.
But I don't. That's what's great. I mean, the OnlyFans does, but I don't.
No, yeah.
Anyways. It will be fun. But what I think is good about the OnlyFans is we can do live streams on there too, where I think outside of the sex, we can talk about things. Like there's so many things like on TikTok that I'm like, people ask me questions about sex and women and like all of this. And I'm like, if I talk about this, they're just going to kick me off and they're going to ban me.
Question.
But on there, we could talk about it.
Do they have to pay to hear our talks?
Yeah, whatever we say.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because that's I want to be really open about things.
Cha-ching.
But I also can't be very open because I know that like my family is more than likely listening because
they're
like,
not listening
they support
to those
me.
Streams.
Shut up. They support me.
My dick's going to be out.
No, that's what I'm talking about. But on OnlyFans, unless they pay to hear us. It's like, if you're paying me to hear this, fuck it.
Then
like,
you really want to know.
I know. No. It's like, you're not my family. I mean, you are my family, but like.
By the way, because we are talking about this, and we'll continue this conversation because that was one of our questions. Well, no. I mean, incest.
I knew that was kind of one of them. No,
but one of my Discord fans, two of them, Swagman. Shout out Swagman, and shout out to Kekyoin. Yeah, Swagman and Kekyoin. They both asked, talk about your OnlyFans and whether your OnlyFans will be free or not. Okay, so since we're talking about it, I promised a shout out, guys. Yeah. So we are talking about this.
Yes.
We are going to make the OnlyFans free. Before, when we did it, we did $10 a month, which was a good deal.
Yes.
But we just didn't post enough to keep, like, I felt obligated to, like, post every day. And that's just not our style. We want to more, like, do something good every once in a while.
Yeah.
So we're going to put it free. And then you guys can subscribe. You guys can pay per video for whatever. And it won't be 10 bucks. It'll be, like, a couple bucks or whatever. If you want to see that. And, you know, I could describe what it's going to be, but we'll describe it on the free OnlyFans. We'll put out a little free content to let you guys kind of get a teaser.
For sure.
And then if you guys want to see everything, you can pay for that one video. I think that's a better way to do it.
So I had already said this before, for the lives you have to pay for, though.
I don't know if you already have it set for free. If not, we'll go live on Chatterbait.
True.
Which, by the way, shout out to our other TikTok friend. I'm not going to call him out.
Okay. But no. I thought you were going to call us out.
No. Wait. Yeah, we were on Chatterbait once. But one of the other big TikTokers who everybody thinks is me got outed for being on Chatterbait. We already knew. We already knew. We talked about it. Yo, boy and girl, we know what's up. Hey, anybody know who we're talking about here?
I think it's just him on it.
Yeah, but she knows about it.
Yes.
And we know her. We've all hung out together.
Yes. Yeah.
And everybody was, they're just like outing him. Like, we're going to tell everybody about your Chatterbait. It's like, hey, we were on Chatterbait too.
And I'm totally for it.
Yeah. Support, bro. Support. I love how he's a dude. We're not going to out him. I mean, maybe we should, but because it's kind of promotion. But he's a dude.
I mean, I guess if it's already out there.
Nah, I don't want to do it. He's a dude who triggers all the LGBTQ community just like me. Yeah. And what's funny is he was getting paid by all the gay dudes.
Oh, yeah.
It's all gay dudes who pay you.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a dude.
For sure.
So they were secretly supporting him for years. They were paying him money and he was making bank. And then he gets on TikTok and then they find out about it. And they're like, we're going to expose you. And he's like, it was you guys who were paying me. Yeah. It's hilarious.
So I had met some dude at PCI. We were in the pool one day and we just got to talking and he was just talking about how he used to do my free cams or something like that. He's like, yeah, I do. Like, I make so much money, this, that. And he was talking to me and I already kind of thought about doing that myself. And so he had got me more onto it the more we had talked. I was like, fuck yeah, I'm going to fucking do this. And then I started it at one of my best friend's houses that night. And I just like went over to her place. I was like, I'm going to do this. And she was like my biggest supporter. She's like, yeah. And so we like did it.
Yes, girl. Yes.
And then I got it up. It was so fucking good. And like, I just agree with fucking all of it. Make your money.
Dude,
fuck
seriously.
Everyone.
By the way, everybody watching, if you're a girl, 100% you should start an OnlyFans. You could make more than an engineer on OnlyFans. Yes. If you just didn't care about being slut shamed, swallow your pride.
It's not that. I don't think it's that. I think it's about your family.
That too.
Yeah.
That is slut shaming. That is slut shaming.
Like, it's like whatever. But if it's by your family,
you know how many women are leaving hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table because they're afraid of what their mom thinks or their friend thinks or some dude in their class thinks.
Yeah.
Men don't have that problem. I mean, some men do because you're pretty much going to get money from gay dudes if you do it. But dudes too, you guys are all worried about how do I make money in this economy? Oh, there's no way to succeed in capitalism. You could jerk off, which you do every day anyways.
Fuck yeah.
You literally could jerk off on a live stream and get paid your rent.
Literally, when the guy told me that, I was in fucking awe of like, God damn, I need to get into this. Like, it didn't turn me off at all. I was like, you fucking get your fucking money.
And this is where I have to re-bring up that I don't slut shame, because one of the first times we were dating, when I was over here and you had the leather couch, we were hanging out on the couch and you were like, I'm kind of thinking about being a cam girl or maybe a stripper. And what did I say?
Oh, I know.
What did I say? You thought I was going to be like,
you were good for it.
I was literally like, you should.
Yeah.
You absolutely should do that.
Oh, strippers? Fucking get your money too. No,
fuck strippers, dude. And I mean, honestly, fuck strippers. But yes. What I mean is, dude, strippers are wasting their time. They should be on OnlyFans and Chatterbait.
Yes,
you make so much more money with way less effort.
Yes. Fuck, I agree with that. But also, it's fun being on the pole.
Being a stripper is a job. You have to deal with a fucking manager. You have hours. You have to split your money. You have to deal. You have to deal with the creeps right there looking at you. On the internet, you literally are like, I don't know who any of these people are. I'm never going to see them.
Yeah.
And they're paying me way more than they would than my clients in the club.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
So funny.
I'm telling you. Split it, Aaron.
Yep.
And remember what I told you.
Yeah.
I know. I am feeling good, though. All right, guys. That was not exactly the point of this segment, but we did have... Well, I guess those were the questions. We had a few questions about that. We never talked about the... there was the Charli D'Amelio thing. I wanted to get into that, but we're going to save that for some other time.
Yeah.
What was the other subjects?
We should, I don't know. Are we going to keep the YouTube going?
We're going to at least finish this segment, which is closing up.
Well, I see it's like an hour.
Yeah, it's not that much more. Yeah.
I want to stay live.
All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to finish up the podcast. We're going to keep the podcast for one more segment.
Yeah.
But this is the end of the normal conversation. And then we're going to take some questions from the Twitch. And then we're going to talk about them for one more clip.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to do the 1.5-2 hour podcast anymore because it's too long.
So we're just going to end this one.
And then maybe we'll go live on something else.
Okay.
Okay. So, guys, on the Twitch, hey, everybody, by the way, if you have not followed our YouTube channel, Quality Time with Nick and Aaron, the link is on my bio. Please go and subscribe and leave a thumbs up. We need to get our followers and our views up. We were doing good for a while, but I got to get better at promoting it for sure.
Yes. Get on it, Nick.
Follow my Twitch because we're going to do these live on Twitch. And if you are watching, Twitch is down here. YouTube's right here. TikTok's right there.
Good deal.
If you are on Twitch right now, start putting in the comments what your questions or topics that you want us to hit on, because in the next clip, we are going to answer your guys' questions. Okay. We're going to go through and we're going to actually get you guys involved.
Yeah.
On that, we got a couple more minutes on this clip.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. So what else did we not talk? What about the gay son thing? We never finished.
You didn't finish it. What would you think?
Oh, I don't have a problem with it.
Which one?
Either the thought daughter or the gay son.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm homophobic. Do you think I'm homophobic?
No.
It's like, where do you get that I'm homophobic?
He's the most accepting person. Okay. Yes, your jokes.
I make jokes. Of course. But I've never made jokes about gay people.
Jokes.
Yes, they're jokes. They're meant to troll. And that's true.
Yes.
I've never made fun of gay people ever.
I'd be interested to see if I didn't know you and if I watched all of your TikToks.
Yeah, I know.
What opinion I would have of you.
So many people. But the people who know me in real life, who hated me when they first met me and then they love me when they watch my TikToks, they're still like, oh, I get. I know. I got the same vibe.
He's just saying.
But also, he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah.
You know? And I cannot validate that to you guys. I can't prove it because you're never going to get it unless you know me in real life.
He is.
Dude, I'm the baby. I am the most accepting person you will probably ever meet. You just don't know it because you don't understand the difference between jokes and trolling.
Sweetest little baby.
Our new present. This is our new cat. His name is Negro. Hey, Negro.
No.
Yes, this is Negro. Negro, in case you don't know, is Spanish for black.
He's so cute and sweet.
No, his name's not Negro, but I am going to post a video. See, this is what I mean. I lie on social media. I troll. I'm going to post a video with our cat and I'm going to say his name's Negro and everybody's going to call me racist. His name's not even Negro. And
he's the most malleable little thing ever.
He's not a person. So calling him Negro is not racist. He is adorable. I love this cat. I literally love him so much.
Are you even awake?
All right, guys, we're going to end this clip and we are going to come back with one more segment where we're going to answer your questions on Twitch. TikTok, if you haven't followed the Twitch, come over to Twitch, Nick Foster Official, ask your questions and we are going to answer them. We'll be right back. And we're back. All right, guys, let's dive into the Twitch comments. Eventually, we're going to do this on YouTube, and it's going to be the YouTube comments. But right now, all right, I'm going to scroll up, guys, on the Twitch a little bit, and we're gonna try to go through some of these comments.
Okay, I gotta put
anything good. Is it just me, or does his mic go weird? Probably. These are not good comments. I think they're probably down at the bottom. One of the biggest things I disagree with Nick on, OnlyFans is not healthy, nor should it be promoted. Also, most people don't want their naked body all over the internet. It's cringe how obsessed this dude is over OnlyFans. First off, dude, 100% you jerk off to all kinds of deviant shit on the internet. 100%. You're jerking off to all kinds of shit. Everybody does.
For sure.
And then you're over here like, oh, it's not good. You're obsessed. It's unhealthy. You know, and I know, you're jerking off to tons. I'm just getting paid to do it, you know? Yes. Fuck you.
Wait, so he said it's unhealthy to have an OnlyFans or promote? What did he say?
OnlyFans is not healthy, nor should it be promoted. Most people don't want their naked body. Most people are insecure, and most people
aren't on OnlyFans.
When it comes to girls, you'd be surprised.
No, yes, but like if you're like feeling this unworthiness or like this like shame when you're doing it, you're not going to be on there.
Yeah.
If you feel good and you're have loving fun. Yourself, you're being confident, then
have
yes,
fun working at Applebee's
there.
for $12.50 an hour. Have fun.
Not saying you're not confident.
Have
if
fun.
You're not on OnlyFans,
the amount of girls who are like, I don't want to sell. I don't know if that's a girl, but I don't want to sell my dignity on the internet. And it's like, is your dignity under your clothes? Is that what it is? And also, you work at Hooters for fucking $8 an hour. That's way less dignified.
It's like,
at least on the internet, you're going to get paid $100,000.
First of all, right now, do you know what OnlyFans is? Do you know what OnlyFans
is? Yeah, how do you know?
Does everyone know what OnlyFans is? Okay, it's popular. It's out there.
It's a market, man.
If you are on OnlyFans now, dude, if you are a young girl, like a 21-year-old, and you are on OnlyFans right now, and then you're going to have a kid later on in life, this is going to be completely normalized. I swear.
My computer just froze.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
It's
going to cut the live stream.
Oh, that sucks. But not sex trafficking.
God damn it.
Obviously,
guys,
not.
We're having technical difficulties here. I'm going to lose all the comments. We're going to lose the live stream. This is quite the...
conundrum.
Yeah, my mouse won't even move.
Oh God!
Keep talking about what I have to restart the computer. So there's no hope. Sorry if you guys can still hear me. I have to restart. So
fuck.
We're gonna lose our background. Everything just shut down.
Bow, 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 bow.
Go on about the OnlyFans though. This is still on YouTube TikTok.
Oh, it's on YouTube.
Yes.
Oh, I thought we cut it.
Aaron, we're gonna be on YouTube. Where do you think this goes?
I thought we cut it so we could just be live.
We're doing both.
Oh, God. Okay. Well
does that change something?
Yes. I don't know what I was talking about.
You were talking about OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
And
what about it?
Slut shaming?
Yes. Don't slut shame. What else?
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of the show.
Memory.
This was, first
Remind
off, no. It doesn't matter. We lost
doing.
All the questions. We lost everything. Guys, this is going to be the end of the podcast. I'm sorry. We wanted to go into this more. However, my computer completely froze. We're not going to have any of the questions. And, you know, Aaron's drunk. Go home, Aaron.
I'm not drunk. This is literally my memory.
All right, guys. Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to this podcast on YouTube, Quality Time with Nick and Aaron. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, you name it. Follow me on TikTok, Instagram, Nick Foster Official. And if you want to really see me troll on Twitter, I'm still Nick Foster Jokes on Twitter. And thank you for hanging out. And we'll be back with a new episode in a week or two. Mm-hmm. All right.
Stay tuned. Okay, see you.
Ba-da-ba. Bye, guys.